A sure recipe for deadly bear jerky. Or a weight loss and fitness program for the rest of us. Ancient warriors did not have vending mochas with sprinkles and pumpkins. If they did, they probably wouldn't fight so much, because they would be chunks. And all those sugary drinks with caffeine in them kick you out of trance. And the one thing you don't want to be alert for is the damn 2-hour workout. Ancient warriors had the beat of drums, though. They had their chants. They would, in fact, get lost in the chant and beat by trying to match it. It is called trance, but it is not something mysterious or weird. You get into trance when you drive home from work, for example. You just zonk out, relax your mind, and switch to paying attention to the steps rather than worrying about the whole. Activity does not actually wake you from this strange trance. Joggers are proof of that. Long-distance runners are not at all present for the duration of the run. Trance and relaxation is part of the fun. You don't actually need music when you are running in the woods, when you are always encountering new things and smells and vistas. But when you are confined in a building that aims to shield you from changing weather, facing a mirror like a terrible jiggling bird in a cage, you need fresh music with a really good beat. And you need to start with slow songs first and focus on eliminating your rest periods. I always encourage people to use an interval timer for that. You can get one on your phone or just buy this strange-looking 1985 device that clips on your belt and vibrates when you need to stop and go. Resting in a gym, unfortunately, is only for those who are building up their endurance. You see that in joggers and machines. They are wisely aiming to just get through their workout without stopping. And then you, of course, see the results. They grant themselves extra decades of life. It is hard to break away from life, to change your patterns. But listen, you are meant to work to live and not live to work. You only think that your job is supposed to be killing you. Your family would absolutely prefer that you were around a few decades longer. Knowing that you should not sacrifice your health for your family, but instead take care of it, should be all you need to start. But also, you should start magnificently in order to celebrate what will become your new body, your new life. There are three great trails in North America and similar trails in Europe. And that will be your preparation to your workouts. Section hiking, the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide. It will make you younger and restore your body, and it will give you all you need to begin your workouts. Section hiking should involve as many members of your family as possible, though you may need to be the first to show them all the benefits. You begin immediately. Get up, scream as if fighting a bear. Go to the store where you usually get the food that is slowly killing you, and keep going to the camping section. Start there by getting a backpack. Get some matches and bug spray. And a huge, bad-ass knife. It is critical that it is big, expensive. expansive and thick. Just in case you are ever attacked by deadly grizzly bears, angry boars, or mad moose. Because by getting to the end of this damn poem, you, that's right, you, have been challenged to lose all that extra weight so that you may add many decades to your life and show your family that you love them more than stupid food. You may not realize this yet, but from now on, fighting for survival and cooking the monsters that try to rip you apart in the woods is the only eating that will ever taste good. Let the trails guide you to the gym. And may you replace listening to strange poems on the internet with eating deadly bears.